Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and we're here in beautiful Miami, Florida at Sunshine PHP 2016. And my special guest today is Ms. Ibis Aristia. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yay! I butcher people's names all the time, so I'm excited when I get them right. Now, Ibis, you do a lot of work with women in tech. Talk to us a little bit about the work that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. I run the local Miami chapter for Girl Develop It. It's a national organization that helps to get more women to tech. Mm-hmm. And it really is more of an organization geared towards empowering women, helping them feel like they're not stuck. They could actually, you know, switch careers from whatever they're doing now and really make it to a new level of employment, a new level of income for most of these cases where maybe they're at a job where they feel like, you know, they can't get any further. But learning tech and switching to technology opens up a whole new world of opportunity. Opportunities for them. So I find it really exciting to be able to, you know, hold their hands through the process of, you know, jumping in, that scary part for everybody, and really training them everything from, you know, their first web page to get them to where they understand HTML and CSS, then walk them through PHP and SQL, and just those four things really gets you to the point where you can start interviewing for jobs here locally in Miami.
Very cool. Now, I'm from Jupiter now. I just moved there, so I didn't realize you were local here to the group. Or to the community, how, I have absolutely no insight. I know what Girls Develop It is, but I've not done any more than, you know, maybe read the webpage. Talk to us about the meetings that you have. How many people do you have in attendance? What kind of content do you cover in there? Do you actually do classes on teaching, or is it more like a PHP user group where someone will come in and speak on a topic?
Definitely all the above. My goal is to really foster this community of communication. So it's not just formal classes where they have to be quiet and listen to the person up front, but, you know, even casual things of meeting at a coffee shop where we could sit down and tell each other stories and hear, you know, oh, I went through that last month. Let me tell you how I got out of it kind of thing. And it really does begin with, you know, the whole idea of trying to bring all these women together. I know in my career, I've been doing software development now for 24 years, and just about every job I've had, I've been the only software developer in my team. So a lot of these women have the same case where they feel like they're the oddball out because they're the only one in their company. But if you get one person out of this company and one person out of that company and get them all in the same room, they realize, hey, you have a lot more in common with me than I thought. There's other people just like me in other companies as well. So it kind of makes a funny conversation when we see we all go through the same challenges and the same experiences. And we're a big old group also. I mean, I currently have 900 members here in Miami.
Wow.
So these are women that are so excited to just find each other and be able to sit in the same room and have conversations. And one of the type of events that I have is what I call the inspiration panel. And it's pretty much getting, you know, high-ranking female software developers from here in Miami out of their cubicles and put them front and center and say, how did you get started? How did you make it to success? What's your story? And when women see, wow, there's people just like me, you know, similar background, lives in the same town, and they made it, maybe I can too.
Very
so it's this
cool.
whole thing of, you know, putting role models front and center and showing people that it's a community. It's not just, you know, a website that you could log in and form. These are people that you could hug and laugh with and smile with. And then besides the social events, we also have formal classes. And these are classes that are at a national level that are derived and certified by the Board of Education. And all of the cities teach the same class. It's pretty thorough, everything from history of the language to the actual execution. And it's really fun because we teach about half hour and then you do it. Then we teach another half hour and then you do it.
Excellent.
So you get home with something that you built and you're like, look, honey, look what I did today.
Very cool. Now, you say you have 900 members. Do you actually have meetings that large?
No.
Okay. Because I was going to say, that's a whole nother scale and whole other process that you've got to go through just to find venues at that point.
I do have the Miami Stadium on speed dial, so I got them ready for when we have a big one, but we haven't had one just yet.
Well, how many, approximately how many people do you have at your average meeting?
I would say about 60 is what I wound up having.
Excellent, yeah.
And it really is because women just have a lot more complicated schedule. And so I work full time and I do this after work. So that's usually when women have to be home making dinner and stuff like that.
No, that's actually larger than most PHP user groups that I'm aware of. I mean, there's a couple that have an average of 50 or 60. But no, that's phenomenal if you're pulling that that many. All of us are volunteers on this and doing it after work. But, yeah, that's great.
And the actual location spans pretty wide as well. We meet for classes as far south as Dayland Mall, which is inside of the mall itself. The Microsoft store gives us location space there.
Nice.
And then we meet as far north as West Palm Beach at Kaiser University there.
Yeah.
So we have everything in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and sometimes you see me teaching classes in West Palm Beach. And there's another chapter up there as well. It really is a big community of all these women that are so excited that now all of a sudden there's something for them where they could go and find people just like them.
That's cool. Yeah, the West Palm Beach is right in my neighborhood, so that is very cool.
Hopefully I'll see more of you then.
Hopefully. Now, you're also a speaker here at Sunshine PHP.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about the talk, because honestly the title is kind of intriguing. So tell us, give us the title, and then tell us a little bit about the talk. What do you talk about?
Well, I'll kind of segue in by saying that it really did start with, because of my passion of trying to get women excited about tech and that it's something for them, I've gone through and tried to meet different companies here in Miami that do tech, different types of technology, and really give speeches about, hey, look at this cool tech thing happening right here in town. And it's kind of how I got into this whole field. So the name of the talk is APIs for the Brain. Mm-hmm. And pretty much it involves how you connect your brain to a computer and use that as input for your applications all through APIs.
Hmm.
So it's something quite futuristic looking. It's this helmet you wear, a plastic helmet that you 3D print. And then it has attached to the helmet an Arduino based unit at the back of it. Mm-hmm. And this is something that's done all open source through openbci.com. And pretty much they have a software where you can read readings from your brain, and something as simple as closing your eyes creates a trigger in the software that says, oh, the eyes are just closed. And you're able to actually react to that in your application and do something. So if you want to make a mobile phone app that does something when you close your eyes, or connect it to home automation that turns the TV off and sets the thermostat when you close your eyes at night. I mean, all these possibilities are there available because of this tool that could read your mind and let you do things. And
that's fascinating.
Absolutely. They say that in the future, we won't be using keyboards and mice anymore. Mm-hmm. It's going to know from what you're thinking. You know, open that next email, go ahead and write this message, and you just have to think it, and it happens on your screen. So we're getting there.
Wow. Now, you take this technology around, and you actually show it to companies, and that's your intro into getting into their development teams to talk to them?
No, I don't really work at the corporate level at all. Everything I do is in the community, speaking at tech events like through meetups. And it really is this whole thing of trying to show people what cool and exciting things are out there. And I've been able to get video samples of some of the people in this open BCI community. So BCI is for Brain Computer Interface. So it has a whole forum of people that collaborate on making this technology move forward. Everything from neuroscientists to developers like myself that are collaborating and emailing each other saying, hey, I need validation on this idea, or I'm getting these results. Are you getting it too? And it's really this whole collaborative environment. So I'm able to get video of their projects and show it in my presentations. And they see things like a woman that's paralyzed in a wheelchair being able to control a robotic arm to actually feed herself when she never used arms of her own before. So it's having control of anything techie through just thinking it.
That is very cool. Well, it's fascinating, and I will throw links in the show notes to the community so that people can see that. But it's not what I thought. Okay, I thought it was much more of a life hack or a mind hack type thing. You were literally talking about APIs into the brain, and that's great.
And it's non-invasive, something that sits as a hat on top of your brain, so it's something that anybody could play with. And the helmet is 3D printable, so you could go ahead and make one for yourself, and all the Arduino pieces only cost $99, so you could go ahead and play with this.
So most people can just put this together
in
their spare time.
And do it for fun, yeah.
That is cool. Hey, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant. Before I let you go, what's your local user group? What's the URL?
We are Girl Develop It Miami Chapter.
Okay.
And the URL is www.gdimiami.com.
Excellent. We'll also link that in the show notes so people can find it very easily.
Thank you so much.
Ibis, I want to thank you for being with us and taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant. You're a speaker here at this conference, and so I want to say a special thank you for putting yourself out there, for sharing what you've learned so that all of us can be better.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.